This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. The world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Gonna dig into liberal Aunt Peggy, why scientists lie all the time, owning a skyscraper, more emails, so much to get to during World War III here on the Jesse Kelly Show. Now, let's talk about something. You see, there are certain sayings we use on the show that longtime listeners, they'll know where they began, but newer listeners may not. There are certain ways I tell stories and describe things that I think are fairly easy to pick up, but sometimes things might get confusing if you just now tuned in. And I have to remember, my mentor Michael Berry lectures me about this, so I do have to get better about this. He said, listen, whenever you're speaking, only about 10% of the audience is actually listening to what you're saying anyway and will remember it. So if you say something, repeat it and then repeat it again and again and again and again so everyone gets it. A lot of people don't understand liberal Aunt Peggy. I know we get emails about it. Most of you do, but there seems to be a significant number of you who do not understand who and what I'm talking about. Is this my aunt? Is your okay, well, I don't have an aunt, Peggy. I don't have, I believe, any of my relatives who are dirty commies, but liberal Aunt Peggy is just the person, the placeholder I use to describe the Democrat in your life. Liberal Aunt Peggy for you might be your husband or your wife. It might be your daughter. It might be the lady in the cubicle next to you. Might be your boss. Maybe it's someone on your sports team, a school teacher, whatever. You have a liberal Aunt Peggy in your life, the communist activist, the one who is wrong about everything yet is 100% sure they're right because she lives in a world of make-believe. She still wears four masks at Christmas time. Liberal Aunt Peggy. Now, I just call her liberal Aunt Peggy as a placeholder, but I didn't use that particular example out of nothing. You see, there is some truth to the aunt thing. To, more specifically, the single woman thing. Now, let me pause for a minute. I'm not insulting anybody who's single out there, and you know I'm more than willing to insult everybody. That's not what I'm doing. Certainly not insulting single dudes or single women. Sometimes you can't find somebody. Sometimes you want to be single. That's not what I'm saying. But there is a phenomenon that cannot possibly be ignored in this country. And that is women, once they get past a certain age, I don't know what that age would be. I'm not a woman, and I haven't done too much digging into this, except I've noticed once women get past a certain age, if they don't, they themselves have children, if they're psychopathic Democrats, they will turn their life's focus on other people's children, and they will attempt to destroy them. I don't know whether this is as malicious as I make it sound. Like, I don't know if you turn 50 and your Aunt Peggy, and obviously no man would ever want to marry you because you're so unpleasant, and now you know you'll never be able to have babies. Do you sit at home one night if you're Aunt Peggy and say, you know what? I don't even want kids. In fact, screw kids. I'm going to get them all. I don't know whether it's that. I don't know whether it's just kind of that Munchausen by proxy thing. You know what Munchausen is? Munchausen's when you claim you're sick all the time, but you're not. Well, Munchausen by proxy is you claim other people are sick so you can care for them. This is a very common thing. My wife loves those sick, like, medical shows where you have dirty nurses and doctors who murder people. And you see that all the time in there. No, no, no. I was treating him for pancreatic cancer. He came in for a cold. What? Now he's half dead from the medication. That's Munchausen by proxy. There's a lot of thinking that these women who do this to children, who tranny the kids and whatnot, that that's what they're dealing with. Oh, look, look, he has a problem. He must be a woman. Let me cut off his penis. I don't know. So I don't know the reasons why, but I do know this. A Democrat woman who is childless past a certain age is a danger to society and most definitely a danger to children. And that brings me to this article. I swear on my life, I didn't know they were doing this study. All the years I've called her liberal Aunt Peggy, I didn't know this was coming. But hey, here it is. NBCNews.com. Aunts, or aunts, depending on where you were educated, play a surprisingly critical role in supporting LGBTQ youth. Quote right here, third paragraph. It was really nice to have that support because my mom respected her a lot. This is a little girl talking about how her aunt, her relative, helped her mom see that she was actually a little boy, or vice versa. If you go on to read the article, very fascinating read, you'll get little gems like this one. Researchers interviewed 83 LGBTQ youth in South Texas and Inland Empire of California in 2022. Of those youth, 38, that's half, roughly half, 38 mentioned their aunts when asked to identify the most important non-parental relatives, with an additional 12 describing someone who played an aunt-like role, but who they weren't biologically related to. That's 50 out of 83 for those who are doing the math, found liberal Aunt Peggy. You see, liberal Aunt Peggy, she doesn't really have anybody of her own, but every single time she comes to visit, she is so nice to me when she pulls me aside and tells me that as a little girl, because I picked up my brother's baseball, that I'm probably a dude. And my liberal Aunt Peggy has just been so encouraging for me to open up my eyes and realize that I'm a boy. And in fact, I really owe my liberal Aunt Peggy a thanks as I sit here in the waiting room in the surgeon's office waiting for them to fillet my forearm like it's a gyro and attach it to my lower body as a pretend penis. I just want to give a shout out and a thank you to my liberal Aunt Peggy. I wouldn't have been able to make these steps without your encouragement. And every single time, well, no, I take that back, 60% of the time, there's liberal Aunt Peggy, single, childless, bitter, sitting there in the lobby of that hospital, smiling as little Aiden gets ready to go back and have his penis surgically removed. And yes, that is what they want, by the way. Headline, California mother purportedly wants her son castrated against the wishes of his father. I'm telling you right now, if you have a single 40-plus Democrat woman in your life, anywhere in your life, sister, sister-in-law, whatever it may be, keep that woman away from your children. Mark my words. And I really mean that. Ah, Jesse, that's so mean. You don't understand how communists think if you think that's mean. Communists do not view you and your stuff as belonging to you. They view you and your stuff as having things that rightfully belong to them. And if they feel like destroying those things or taking ownership of those things, then that's exactly what they do. Let me tell you something else. Don't lend out your tools to communists. Did you know that? Even if you get along with your Democrat neighbor, Greg, don't lend him your power tools. Don't get involved with him in any kind of community way or business way at all. You need to disassociate yourself from communists in every walk of life. I'm not trying to tell you to cut off your aunt or anything like that. Maybe you should cut off your aunt. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is you do not understand. These people are not political. These people are religious people, and their religion is polar opposite of yours. Whatever yours may be, I promise they're against it. And you need to operate as if you're dealing with someone, not who I am. She's my sister. She's been that way since she went to Cornell. No, you're dealing with a completely different animal. As in, you're a fox and she's a wolf. And you need to keep the wolf at arm's length. Trust me on that one, Jack. Otherwise, well, I mean, this is probably her video.
I like to think of my uterus as the deep end of a pool at a water park. No children allowed. But if they end up there, they die.
My sons will not be hanging around that lady, even at family reunions. Will yours? Actually, I take that back. By this point in time, my boys are 13 and 15. They're so daggone hardcore, I'd have to keep them away from her at the family reunions because that would not go well for her if she tried to pull that crap with my kids. All right, let's talk about the science. Remember when they told you to trust the science? Let's deal with that. Before we deal with that, let's deal with you. Me. We want to save our country. We always talk about that. I do. I know you do too. We want to save America. Get things right again. But what have you done for yourself? I'll tell you this. This morning, I actually skipped the workout. I was lazy this morning. Slept in a little bit, messing around the house, skipped the workout. But you know what I did not skip this morning? I did not skip my male vitality stack from Chalk. I washed it down with my breakfast. I had my eggs, I had my toast, I had my blueberries, and I had my male vitality stack. I take a male vitality stack from Chalk every day, and I don't need any studies, even though they have all the studies, to tell me, oh, a 20% increase in your testosterone. I know how I feel, man, and I could feel it early. It was a month, and I could feel a difference in how my mind worked. Go to Chalk.com and experience a difference. CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Remember Trust the Science? Trust the Science. Do you remember that? I remember it like it was yesterday. I bet you're cringing right now. I certainly am, but remember how that came to be? Remember why they started lecturing you? Well, first, they told us that everyone had to go home. Well, okay, why do we have to go home? Well, there's a deadly virus. Okay, all right, how deadly? Just go home! Well, I would like to know how deadly it is because, you see, I have to go to work to make... I said go home! What is wrong with you? Yeah, but what about my... kids. My kids have to go to school, otherwise there's going to be learning loss. They need to be around there. Just go home! And anytime anyone, you, me, anyone pushed back against these ridiculous measures, we were told over and over and over again to trust the science. I trust the scientist. Remember when Fauci said, I represent science? Science itself all of a sudden became this completely separate belief system, and it became a belief system you weren't allowed to question. Well, after all, science said it, and scientists. Well, let's discuss science, though, shall we? Not what you want it to be, not what the dictionary definition says it is. Let's discuss what science actually is. You know what? Pause for a moment, set that aside. How do you get paid? How do I get paid? Why do you get paid, I guess I should ask. Why do I get paid? We'll make it about me. Why do I get paid? I provide value, tangible value, to my employer, Premier. And my TV show is on the First TV every night, 9 p.m. Eastern time. I provide value to the First. I do a show that people enjoy. Enough people watch it. Enough people patronize our advertisers that it makes the bottom line look good. Therefore, I am employed because I provide a value. Why is Jewish producer Chris here? All right, he's a bad example. We'll move on. Let's talk with producer Michael. Why is Michael here? Michael provides value. He does production work. Value. He provides value, therefore he gets paid. You see, normally you have to provide value to get paid. It's not really a hard concept, right? But let's go to science. Scientists. For instance, there's a headline here. Scientists say coral reefs around the world are experiencing mass bleaching in warming oceans. Of course, and you know, oceans are warming, even though no one's been able to document any warming of the oceans. Just know that they're warming. They're very much warming. Okay. Scientists, huh? What scientists would those be? Scientists from the, oh, here we go. Let's dig into it because details matter. From the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration and International Coral Reef Initiative. Not kidding, that's the name of it. Let me read it for you again in case you're confused. These scientists, they come from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration and International Coral Reef Initiative. Gosh, that's a mouthful. All right, but how does one get hired at the NAOAAI, at the NASRI? What, Chris? I did the NASRI. How does one get hired over there at the NASRI? I guess there are a couple A's in there. Well, you have to be a scientist. Okay, but what value were you providing? This is an organization, as all organizations are, that clearly needs money. If you're the scientist, are you providing a product of some kind? Or you're not? Well, let's just get right now to the nitty-gritty. This organization, the NASRI, this organization exists on what? Why is this an organization? Chris, make yourself useful. Hey, Chris, look this up. Look up the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration and International Coral Reef Institute. What I want to know is roughly how many employees they have. You see, this organization needs money to survive. It needs money to pay these scientists. It needs money to pay for all these studies and scuba diving trips and first-class air travel. Where do they get said money? They get said money generally from one of two places. Billionaires, almost always commie billionaires, or governments. Governments like America's. Now, if the American government, which is run by a bunch of dirty commies who believe that man is changing the climate of the planet, if the American government, let's say some Democrat congressman, has set aside $1 million for the NASRI, what do you think that American Democrat is expecting in return? If you had to guess. You see, they're paying this institute. The institute is in turn paying its scientists. Chris said there are 90 members here. Okay, they're paying the institute. The institute is likely paying the scientists. I don't know, maybe they work there for free. Even if they work there for free, what I'm saying applies to whatever organization they do work for. So what value is the scientist providing for all that money? The value is scientists across the globe, in America and internationally, not all of them, but many, 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 many of them are providing a very, very tangible service. And that service is they are willing to say whatever the communist wants them to say, so the communist will have the cover of saying that he's backed by science. That's the value scientists provide in a modern, broken country like ours. Just keep that in mind when they tell you your SUV is bleaching the coral reefs and that's why you should give up steak. All right? All right. I'm buying a skyscraper. Any emails? Hang on.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. All right, so yes, I know everyone's concerned about World War III kicking off and whatnot. Just don't worry. Listen, at least we are going to live in interesting times. Don't worry, as they told us anyway. It's not like Iran can use these funds for just anything. They have to use the funds we gave them for humanitarian purposes.
The additional funds that have been made available to Iran due to a sanctions relief program that the Trump administration put in place can only be used for humanitarian goods. It doesn't go to the regime. And the idea that the regime was somehow felt like they were freed up to support these proxies because of that, it just doesn't comport with the facts. But they have been supporting these proxies for many, many years.
And it comports with their language, though, saying we will use this money in the way that we want to use it.
They can't.
Well, that was then. This is now.
What do you say about the argument that money is fungible? So Iran may have known this money is coming and used other funds to help fund this attack that happened.
Iran has unfortunately always used and focused its funds on supporting terrorism, on supporting groups like Hamas. And it's done that when there have been sanctions. It's done that when there haven't been sanctions.
Oh, good. Dear Jesse, I'd be willing to bet money, if I had any, that something really bad is going to happen before the election. I'm not losing sleep over it. It just seems obvious to me. Is that being paranoid? I never mentioned it in public anymore because when I had previously, I was mocked. What do you think? Is there a chance something bad can happen? His name is Drew. Well, okay, so let's talk about this, because I've had a bunch of these. Jesse, I'm really worried something bad's going to happen. They're going to do something. Someone's going to do something. Well, Look, let's start with this. Something bad, something really bad is always coming. It's just a matter of timing, right? I think, look, I'm 42. How long am I going to live? Maybe 70, probably. The Kelly men don't stick around very long. I probably got 28 years left, I would guess, on this earth. Is something bad going to happen between now and when I die? Oh, yeah. We all know that. Yeah, there's going to be some kind of terrible terrorist attack or accident or something. Yeah, okay, so let's just knock that out of the way. Something bad is always coming. Question is always when, how, where, you know, that kind of thing. Oh, is something bad guaranteed to happen before the election? No. But it's very obvious that all the conditions are there for something really bad to happen. And it's very obvious that if something bad does happen, and God forbid it does, because it's probably going to involve loss of life, but if something bad does happen between now and the election, does it tear us apart as a country? Well, let's just deal with the will something happen first. Look, we have a wide open border. It's not a small thing. It's a big thing. It's not just for more expensive health care and the fact that your kid now has a Spanish-speaking wing in his school. Those are big problems. I'm not dismissing those problems, but when you don't have control of your borders, then bad people from around the planet who want to hurt you have come in. We've already seen ISIS attacks. Did you see that video? I hope you haven't. If you did, it's not too gory so you could watch it, but that video of that priest in Australia being attacked by some nut job jihadi, walks right up to him with a knife and just starts stabbing him right there on camera. Can that stuff happen next to you, to you? Of course, yes. And does the likelihood of that go up increase when your border is open? Yes, no question about it. Now that's the border. Let's focus on law enforcement. The truth is this. America's national security apparatus has been turned. We've talked about this many times. It has been turned inward. It's been turned against the American right. In fact, this is very common with Western nations. Western nations, many of them have turned their national security apparatus against whatever the right-wingers are in their country. That's why the Federal Bureau of Investigation, their counterterrorism team, they're meeting to talk about school board bombs. Remember, friend of the show, former FBI special agent Steve Friend, he was pulled off of child pornography cases to go run down grandmas from January 6th. The national security apparatus of the United States of America, they are not focusing on all these internal threats, a plane going down, a building getting blown up. They're focusing on Republicans because that's their job now as a secret state police agency. And even if you argue, well, no, Jesse, they're just half focused on Republicans. The other half, I'm sure they're looking at terrorists. Even if I gave you that, let's say I gave you that. Okay, so say that back to yourself. They're half focused on the domestic threats? At a time when we have more domestic threats than ever because of the border, our law enforcement is half as focused now as they used to be? Okay, obviously, where am I going with this? The conditions on the ground are that something big could happen in this country before the election. I'm not predicting that, and I don't know. I don't know. If I had to guess, I would guess it would, but I don't know. But I do know this. Life is too short. This is the only life you've got. You just heard me. I'd guess I'll live till 70. That's a guess. Given my family history, diet, and everything else, 70. I've got 28 years left. That's not that much time. And then I'm going home. Should I do what now? Should I never take a trip with my boys, my wife? Should I just stay at home all the time when I get off work tonight? Instead of taking them out to dinner, we're not going out to dinner, but if it was family dinner night, instead of doing that, should we just hide at the house because I'm worried some ISIS? I'm not living like that. I'm not telling you not to be wary. I'm not telling you not to be aware. Be wary. Be aware. Just don't let it ruin your life. Don't let it rule your life. That's for sure. I have bigger fish to fry. One of them is this. Headline. One of St. Louis's tallest office towers, empty for years, sells for less than 2% of its peak price. Hear me out. Chris, I don't want you to be intimidated by these numbers. Just let me hear me out first. This place was originally sold in 2006 for $205 million. It's 44 stories. It was sold last week for $3.6 million. Now, I know what you're probably thinking. Jesse, you don't have $3.6 million. And if you did, you wouldn't have enough to blow on a skyscraper. Let's set aside the details, okay? For one, it's called a loan. I'm sure someone will loan me some money. Two, everyone talks about a mansion. I want to have a mansion here. I want a mansion there. I want a castle. Why shouldn't I want a skyscraper? Especially if I maintained the elevator system in my skyscraper. How sick would it be? Think what you could do. Think about, I mean, geez, you could have like an indoor basketball court on there. Knock out a couple floors. Hey, we're heading up to floor 28 to shoot some hoops. Who's coming with me? Oh, what's that? You want to go to the gun range? Oh, that's up on floor number 40. We put that up near the penthouse. We'll see you there. Up, got to go down to my son's room, make sure he's in bed and not screwing off with his penknife like I caught him the other night, which I did catch him the other night. I thought he was in there reading books. His light was on after dark. I went in there and said, are you reading books, buddy? And he looked at me and said, no. I said, what are you doing? He holds up a water bottle, an empty water bottle in a penknife. He said, I'm carving up water bottles. I said, what? Are you playing with knives in bed after bedtime? And I had to take everything. Anyway, if I want to go check on my son's room, hey, got to go down to floor number 20, see what the boys are up to. And then we put Kelly on the side of the skyscraper in my face, Chris, on all four sides. All four sides is a big picture of me in a different kind of a model type pose. I'll be doing this thing, the side eye look, and the other one will be a smile. Maybe the other one will be more humble or something like that, something more along the lines of who I am. Tell me that Kelly Tower shouldn't be a thing. Now, it's St. Louis, so we're going to need a lot of private security and probably some fully automatic weapons if we want to make it out of there alive. But still, that's freaking sweet, right? All right, we need to get to some emails before we get to headlines I didn't get to. And we need to talk about what floor in our skyscraper, which floor should be Fred's? Now, hear me out. If we make it one of the upper floors, I would say the lower floor so he can go out and do his business on the grass and stuff like that. But if the entire skyscraper is Kelly Tower, can't I get fake grass in, say, floor 30 and have that just be Fred's floor? And I realize someone's going to have to come do some cleanup at some point in time, but it's no problem. And it's not like he has to go that often. We give him rough greens with every meal. It used to be he would eat, and then immediately he would have to go do that. Well, that's not going to work on floor 30. That's why we give Fred rough greens. On top of the vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and everything else, rough greens has probiotics. It fixed my dog's digestive system. Natural herbal supplements poured on his food fixed his digestive system. You want to have a healthier dog? Give him rough greens. Rough greens. 833-33-MY-DOG. Or roughgreens.com/Jesse.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. Don't forget, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. And yes, I do have something real. One last thing on this skyscraper thing that I'm obviously not going to buy. It is sad. It is sad that America's skylines and America's cities, there's a good chance they're going to look different in the future because we completely reordered our society under COVID. This work from home thing convinced businesses and employees they didn't need to go into the office. And now you've got half of New York City empty, half the office buildings empty. That's a common tale in city after city after city. When you throw in the fact these cities like St. Louis, Minneapolis, New York, Chicago, that they're embracing all the violent crime, telling all the homeless people, yes, please poop on my sidewalk. Businesses are packing it up and packing it in. Freaking GM, I read little story this morning. GM's leaving Detroit. GM and Detroit go together like ketchup and mustard. GM has said, I've had about enough. All right, one last thing I wanted to get to before I get to headlines that I didn't get to in some emails. I know that there's been a ton of chatter today about the Palestinian protesters who are blocking bridges, like the Golden Gate Bridge. They're all over Chicago. They're blocking bridges. Well, this goes back to something we've talked about before, about how soft America's communists are and how we're dealing with a paper tiger. We're dealing with painted rust. It wouldn't take much to solve this problem. You know that, right? And that's why I don't stress it too much. I don't live in San Francisco. San Francisco has all the power in the world to stop this problem. It'll never happen again. Did you hear? Let me ask you. You heard about the protests today in San Francisco and Chicago. Did you hear about the one in Florida? You didn't? You know there was one in Florida. I didn't make that up just now. There was one. Lasted about 10 minutes. Cops showed up, threw everyone in handcuffs. Everyone's now facing jail time, all in the back of a paddy wagon. Showed up, arrested, gone. San Francisco doesn't want to solve the problem. They want to coddle the street animals so the street animals know they can get away with this in places like that. These problems are not difficult to solve, and it's not your job as an individual citizen to solve them. Your government needs to solve these kinds of public nuisance problems. And if you live in an area, a city, a county, a state, where these problems are not solved, I suggest you get out, because the animals are emboldened there. The West can save itself if the West is willing to do so. We can. You know that, right? We can take our communist street animals and we can lock them up. We can close the border and deport all the illegals. We can cut spending. We can do the things necessary to save this country and this culture. It is popular and possible. I about said it was probable, but I don't know. It's a coin flip. Will the West step up and do what it has to do? It's not hard. You don't want the Golden Gate Bridge shut down by protesters? You don't have to do anything drastic. You don't have to do vigilante justice, run them over. You don't have to, people are talking about throwing them off the bridge. No. You don't have to do anything like that. Arrest them, throw them all in prison for 10 years. Boom, gone. You'll never have another one. No matter what these street animals are being paid or coerced to do, none of them want to do 10 years in California's state prison system. Do that to one group of them, you'll never have it happen again. You can do that, it goes away. If you're not willing to do that, then you get what you get. Now, let's address reality, though. Financially alone, we are in really bad trouble. Do you know what inflation's probably going to be at the end of this year? You know their target inflation is 2%. Did you know we're on track for 4.8 this year? And you understand what that means. It means a couple things. One, they're still spending and printing way too much money. And two, that means there are probably going to be more interest rates as they continue to try to get that number under control. What does that do to the market, to the economy? I don't know. I hope you have gold in your 401k. I hope you have some precious metals in your physical possession, and I hope you have them as part of your retirement. Don't give away your entire retirement to these people just because they're playing fast and loose with the financial system. Call Oxford Gold Group and let them help you. They'll mail physical silver or gold to you, coins, right? You don't need a bank vault or something. They'll get it in your retirement, and they handle all this really easy, but you need to call them, and you need to call them sooner rather than later. 4.8% inflation, woo-wee. Don't wait till next year. 833-995-GOLD. 833-995-GOLD. All right, one email before we do headlines. Oracle, if you don't like gravy, there's something seriously wrong with your palate. I never said I didn't like gravy. I've said many things about gravy. I never said I didn't like it. I did say this. Once sausage gravy was invented, then all other kinds of gravy should have gone away. Do you Oh, you're thumbing your nose at that, Chris? Do you use a typewriter at work, Chris? Is that a typewriter sitting in front of you? Oh, it's not? It's not? Why not, Chris? Why don't you have a typewriter there? Oh, because computers were invented. And there's something clearly better in every way, so you're using that. As soon as the first guy put sausage in the gravy, it nullified all other kinds of gravy. There's no need for any other kind of gravy ever. Whatever you're eating, put sausage gravy on it.
And now...
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
A group of 10 suspected illegal immigrants arrested on child pornography charges in Texas. Bow your head and say a prayer. As I've explained many times, what's happening on our border is the largest, numbers-wise, slave trade in all of human history. And those slaves are being treated as slaves in our country right now. And it's very, very, very sad if you find out what they're going through and what they're... ugh. Nikki Haley reveals new job after dropping out of 2024 race. And I know you're going to find this shocking, but she found a job at some institute, a Hudson Institute, a think tank. And that is how the system always works. Once you're done being Nikki Haley, you get to go. I guarantee you she's scraping out 500 G a year. It's Hudson Institute, going around the country, flying first class, giving a couple speeches. And that's how it goes. Oh, speaking of the system, Harvard's disgraced former president Claudine Gay to teach reading in research ethics class, collecting a $900,000 salary after being bounced as head of Harvard for plagiarism. She is retaining 900 G's a year. And that is what I mean when I say the system takes care of its own. We will be back tomorrow to do it again. That's all.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.